My life has not been a happy time. I have had to pass through many difficult experiences, including losing my country to Chinese communist invaders and trying to reestablish our culture in neighboring countries. Yet I regard these difficult periods as among the most important times in my life. Through them, I have gained many new experiences and learned many new ideas. They made me more realistic. When I was young and living high above the city of Lhasa in the Botala Palace, I frequently looked at the life of the city through a telescope. I also learned a lot from the gossip of the sweepers in the palace. They were like my newspaper, relating what the regent was doing and what corruption and scandals were going on. I was always happy to listen, and they were even proud to be telling the Dalai Lama about what was happening in the streets. The harsh events that unfolded after the invasion in 1950 forced me to become directly involved in issues that otherwise would have been kept at a distance. As a result, I have come to prefer a life of committed social action in this world of suffering. The most difficult time for me was after the Chinese had invaded. I was trying to satisfy the invaders so that the situation would not worsen. When a small delegation of Tibetan officials signed a 17-point agreement with the Chinese without the consent of either myself or the government, we were left with no alternative but to attempt to work with the agreement. Many Tibetans resented it, but when they expressed their opposition, the Chinese reacted even more harshly. I was caught in the middle, trying to cool down the situation. The two acting prime ministers, on their own, complained about the conditions to the Chinese government. The Chinese government then asked me to dismiss them. This is the type of problem I had to face day by day as long as we were in Tibet. We could not concentrate on improving our own situation, but I did set up a reform committee to alleviate excessive charges of interest on debts and so forth. Against Chinese wishes, I first visited India in 1956 to celebrate the 2500th year after Buddha's birth. While in India, I had to make the difficult decision of whether to return to Tibet. I was receiving messages about open revolts in eastern Tibet, and many officials in Tibet advised me not to return. Also, from past experience, I knew that as China developed more military strength, their attitude would become more harsh. We could see that there was not much hope, but at that time it was not clear that we would have a full guarantee of effective support either from the government of India or from another government. In the end, we chose to return to Tibet. But in 1959, after there was a mass escape to India, my situation was easier because the dilemma was gone. We could put all of our energy and time into building a healthy community with modern education for the youth, and at the same time try to preserve our traditional ways of studying and practicing Buddhism. We were now working in an atmosphere of freedom without fear. My own practice has benefited from a life of great turbulence and trouble. You too can come to see the hardships you endure as deepening your practice. As Shantideva explains the practice of equalizing and switching self and other, first you realize that each and every sentient being wants happiness and does not want suffering, just like you. In this fundamental way, you and they are equal. Then, when you consider that you are only a single person, measured against an infinite number of other sentient beings, you realize that it would be completely ridiculous either to neglect the welfare of others or to use them for the sake of your own pleasure. it would be far more reasonable to dedicate yourself to their service. When you consider the situation this way, it becomes very clear. No matter how important you may be, you are only a single person. You have the same right to be happy as everyone else, but the difference is that you are one, and they are many. To lose the happiness of even a single person is important, but not so important as losing the happiness of many other beings. From this perspective, you can cultivate compassion, love, and respect for others.